Tell me your name first.
Bob Benge.
And so you moved into a prefab?
Yeah, we moved in 1946. And they were still building the other prefabs around us. And we used to play on the site. And, you know, terrible things used to happen. I got covered in red lead paint. No, we were playing, like, you know. But it was a great time. I mean, we moved in there, and as I say, we had a separate bathroom. And the fire heated the water. The fire in the front of me in the water. But the downside was in the winter it was cold.
Yeah.
The ice used to be inside the windows, like, you know. So when you got in the bed, it was freezing. Even the hot water bottle didn't make any difference. But it was great. It was, we had a garden all round. And my dad used to, you know, plant all these flowers. He was into flowers. And, you know, so it was lovely. Really great childhood. Great childhood.
Till what year did you stay in the till when
did you stay? Oh, I don't know. We lived there for quite a long while. Then we moved over the road to Grayling Road. We had a house in Grayling Road, a council house in Grayling Road. Yeah. Must have been well over 10 years we lived there. Yeah, I sort of grew up and went to school from there. But it was great.
And tell me about your famous neighbour.
Yeah, she lived over the back with her. Her name was Barbara Deeks. Babsy, they used to call her, Babsy Deeks. And she used to go to Madame Behenna's dancing school up the road. Her mum was quite... her old dad was a proper cockney, you know. Her mum was a bit more, you know, upmarket than that. Yeah, all right.
She was a friend of yours?
Huh?
She was a friend of yours?
Well, we used to play. All the kids around there used to play out in the street, you know, because it was like a very little few cars around. So we all played in the street, you know, from morning to night time till it got dark.
Yeah, there was a good sense of community, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, one of the people that lived, he didn't live in the prefab, he lived over the road. I'm still in touch with him. He lives in Australia now,
Do you remember how many prefabs there were?
Probably a dozen, because it was wasn't a big site. I think, you know, it's a bomb site, they cleared it and built the prefabs,
yeah.
You know. About 12. You might be able to look it up.
Yeah.
This is Bouvery Road.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
and
opposite Grayling Road. Yeah.
This is where they were. Yeah.
We used to climb over the wall into the cemetery. Right in there.
Have you got a funny story to tell about the life in the prefab?
No, other than it was freezing cold in the winter. Probably got some photographs at home. Being in the prefab. It was luxury at the time, absolute luxury.
Yeah.
The only thing I worry about now is the asbestos.
Yeah, well.
Do you know what I would say? The people most at risk were the people manufacturing them and the ones demolishing them.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't touch it, you're all right.
Yeah.
No, it was great, as I say, it was magical. Seeing that was amazing. Seeing her standing outside the prefab, it's quite amazing.
Can I take your email and stay in touch? I'm going to write it down, she's going to stop that.
Yeah.